in the jail for 2 days, but the local jail doesn't have space because they're holding dozens of people for ICE to come pick them up. For a local prosecutor, that from their perspective, that's really bad for public safety because they are now having to let somebody go free who they think is a public safety threat because somebody else happens to be an immigrant and maybe they're on the, you know, the most basic of charges, not really anything that would raise violence concerns. But unfortunately, the jail has been filled up by those individuals instead of the people who are deemed a public safety threat by local law enforcement.
What would you most want folks at home to know about the No Bailout for Sanctuary Cities Act?
I would want them to know that this bill, which should be called the Defund Our Communities Act, is a danger to their local bus line, to their Meals on Wheels program, to their ability of social workers and teachers and bus drivers to just continue to do their work serving our communities. This is way bigger. Wherever you stand on immigration issues and even on sanctuary policies, you probably agree that we need local government to function. And now is not the time to be cutting funding to our local governments, unrelated funding that goes to support American families all across this country through the provision of local services. We shouldn't be handing more power to the Trump administration to feed programs into the wood chipper. We need a lot of these programs. And we need people to be able to continue to do their jobs. And that's why we need people to oppose this bill and call their member of Congress.
If our listeners are interested in learning more, getting in action, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, they should come to the ACLU website, aclu.org. They can take action through our website. They can be patched in to call their member of Congress. And we really want people to do that because even though the state of Oregon is considered by many to be a sanctuary state, there are still members of Congress who are considering whether or not they're going to vote for this bill, members of Congress who are from the state. If people are ready to take action, they know that they want to leave a message with their member of Congress or talk to someone at an office about this, they should text SANCTUARY, that's SANCTUARY, to the number 82623. That's SANCTUARY to the number 82623 to get connected to their member of Congress.
Do you have any final thoughts before we wrap up?
No, you know, I want to just say again that this is a really crucial time for our democracy to make sure that our members of Congress stand up for people in their communities and push back on this this grab for power from the Trump administration. So encourage people to take a hard look at this bill, H.R. 32, and reach out to your member of Congress about it.
Well, Noreen, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Noreen Shaw, the Deputy Director of Government Affairs Equality Division at the ACLU. She spoke with me about the No Bailouts for Sanctuary Cities Act, which Congress is expected to consider soon. For KBOO News In Depth, I'm Althea Billing.
You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming online at kboo.fm.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. The Development and Events Committee meets on the third Monday of the month at 5:30 p.m. This month's meeting will be held online through a public video conference. A public link and phone number to attend the meeting can be found on our website at kboo.fm. Please visit our website to verify if a meeting is being...
Friday, March 14th at 8 p.m., KBOO makes everything metal. The Metal March returns again in 2025, featuring 10 hours of live bands and DJ sets from your favorite KBOO metal hosts. March 4th and support metal on KBOO. Text KBOO to 44321 or go to kboo.fm/give to donate and tune in to the Metal March Friday, March 14th at 8 p.m. through Saturday, March 15th at 6 a.m. Metal takes over the airwaves for the Metal March Metal Marathon, only on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
From the Two Buffalo Studios in Bradenton, Florida, welcome to Indigenous in the News. I'm your host, Larry Kay from the Ho-Chunk Nation, along with Gary Wilcox from the Powhatan Nation. Today, we're joined by Chris James, President and CEO of the National Center for American Indian Enterprise Development, to discuss the upcoming Reservation Economic Summit, RES 2025, at Caesars Palace in Las Vegas. RES is a premier event for Indigenous businesses, offering valuable resources and networking. Stay tuned for the conversation on the future of Native enterprise. All this and more, but first, the news.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Thousands of U.S. Forest Service workers were fired in recent weeks, part of the Trump administration's efforts to shrink the federal government. A federal board this week ordered the U.S. Department of Agriculture to rehire those it fired. Before this development, Grist and IPR's Izzy Ross spoke to one of those workers.
Marie Richards is a citizen of the Sault Ste. Marie tribe of Chippewa Indians. A little over a year ago, she joined the Forest Service as a tribal relations specialist in northern Michigan.
The congressional boundaries of any forest, and there's actually what the forests own and manage within it, but you'll pass right by it on your way to 115. See, I'm still doing my job and I don't even work there. That's how much I loved it.
That change was sudden. Richards got a phone call from her supervisor on a Saturday in mid-February, telling her she'd been let go.
I hung up the phone and I think I screamed, and my neighbor may or may not have heard me scream. I don't have the heart to ask him.
Richards was one of thousands of probationary workers targeted for layoffs as part of the Trump administration's efforts to cut costs and shrink the federal government.
None of us deserve this. We all work hard. We all work hard and we're dedicated because we're taking care of the land.
That land includes almost 1 million acres and two treaty territories. Tribal nations ceded that to the federal government, which has a responsibility to keep it in trust for Indigenous peoples. As a liaison, Richards was part of that. As a tribal citizen, the work was also personal. She worries about what will happen to that trust responsibility as people like her are laid off.
That's a promise. That's an agreement between the federal government and tribal nations that there are things. We have treaty rights, and without the people doing the work to take care of the land, where is that? Mm-hmm. Where is that? We have to have the public trust to also have tribal trust.
Richards isn't sure what's next for her. But one thing that is certain is her desire to keep doing work with tribes and heritage.
That was Izzy Ross speaking with Marie Richards. As of Thursday, Richards had yet to be reinstated. This weekend, AMC's crime thriller Dark Winds, based on Tony Hillerman novels, begins its third season. Brian Bull has this preview.
We all have a line that runs down the middle of our heart. That line separates monsters from men.
The new episodes find Navajo Tribal Police Lieutenant Joe Leaphorn wrestling with his conscience following his actions last season. Actor Zahn McClernand.
You know, he struggles with guilt, that moral gray area he's kind of found himself in. Questions his decisions, his moral compass, and what choices, how they may have cost him. It just puts him into a lot of fear and anxiety this season.
Kiowa Gordon plays Jim Chi. He says this season finds the ex-FBI agent trying to gain acceptance back into the Navajo community and reconcile with a childhood tormentor who suspected in a boy's death.
He has a chance to confront his demon, so to speak, you know, which is like a Shorty Bowlegs. He's trying to figure out if this guy is actually a murderer to this child.
Dark Winds has already been greenlit for a fourth season. Showrunner Joe Wirth says the cast and crew are all dedicated to making the show authentic and respectful of Native culture.
Without denigrating Hillerman's accomplishments or his work at all, I have a sense that he took the Navajo story and told it through his own lens. But I think it was somewhat off-putting for Indigenous people who were reading that stuff. What I really wanted to do on this TV show was reappropriate the stories back to the Navajo people.
The season 3 premiere of Dark Winds is Sunday on AMC. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
See Renewal's expertise in energy, housing, land use, fire protection, and more in multi-jurisdictional environments helps tribes leverage existing assets, grow capacity, and gain competitive advantage. See Renewal supports this show. SEERenewal.com.
Support by DT Track, your healthcare partner, providing access to a nationwide network of qualified healthcare temporary staff, including medical billing professionals that optimize your revenue cycles. DT Track will be at the Reservation Economic Summit, booth 214.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
From the Two Buffalo Studios in Bradenton, Florida, welcome to Indigenous in the News. I'm your host, Gary Wilcox, and joining me is Larry Kay. How's it going, Larry?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Gary?
Doing just fine.
Right on. Today, we welcome Chris James. He is the president of the National Center for American Indian Enterprise Development. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Yes. Happy to have you on and find out all about the center and all the great work you guys do and RES 2025.
Thank you.
Well, let's get started. Let's start with some history and how the National Center for American Indian Enterprise Development started and share its mission with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we believe it or not, we got started about 55 plus years ago in California. It was a side arm of the California Chamber of Commerce. At the time, there just wasn't a lot of resources for American Indian Alaska Native businesses. So a few Native American business owners got together and they said, let's develop our own programs and our own nonprofit. And that's how it got started.
And now we're a champion. Right on. Congratulations.
Right.
Good work.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
So today I'm learning about the National Center. How does this support economic development and self-sufficiency in the Native American communities?
Well, first of all, we do that programmatically. We have over 8 different programs that we're running. We have a program that supports folks that want to do contracts with either a publicly owned company or the federal government. We have programs to help businesses or tribes do exporting, so that we have a whole export program. We have programs to support tourism. If a tribe wants to develop or enhance their tourism programs, we have resources to support there. We have programs to help just small business owners if they're looking for opportunities to get their business off the ground or even get their business next level. We provide monthly trainings all through the country. And then we also, one other cool thing, we also, we put together the largest Native-focused economic development conference in the country called the Reservation Economic Summit.
So yes.
That's a little bit of what we do.
What's one of your successful programs that you recently launched?
Well, the export program is awesome.
Okay.
Because, believe it or not, only about 4% of small businesses actually do any type of export
right out
of our country. So most businesses in the United States, we pretty much do business internally within our borders.
Okay.
Our tribal-owned businesses, a lot of times, our businesses are just really trying to do business off the reservation. We have a lot of businesses that do business just in reservation. They're trying to explore how to do business reservation. So the idea of exporting for a business, it's a new concept, but especially our businesses in our Native communities is really like, wow, how do I even do that?
Right.
So we set up an export center. We help about 400 businesses and tribes throughout the country. And last year, we supported over $100 million worth of contracts that those businesses received on exporting outside of the United States. That's one of our newer programs and one that's a super success.
Any entrepreneurs or are these tribal
tribal entities.
And majority of them are entrepreneurs. About 70% are entrepreneurs, maybe even 80%. So most of those are individual entrepreneurs doing that.
Way cool. How does the center collaborate with tribal governments and other organizations to achieve its goals?
Well, we work with as many tribal governments as we can. So a lot of the work we do with tribal governments is actually really helping think how they can develop their businesses mm-hmm. that the tribe owns. You know, a lot of times tribes have, you know, through sovereignty and through the great power of a tribal community, they can have their own businesses. And it's mm-hmm. well beyond the gaming industry. A lot of these businesses are in agriculture. A lot of the businesses are looking at tourism type programs. We're working with some tribes on tourism type programs. Some of the businesses are doing government contracting. So we can actually support that business as it looks for opportunities to do government contracting or other opportunities. And we can help provide them resources to help grow. We can match those businesses with other tribal businesses. We do a native to native business matchmaking, which is great. But we can also help. We can also support those businesses who are wanting to connect with a Fortune 500 company. So we do that a lot as well. So that's how we support the actual tribes, just through resources, through planning, and through strategic action.
Wow. So about Res 2025, let's talk about the big summits. Larry and I are both business owners. I own a wildlife company and do bee removal service, and Larry is a roofing supplier and the restaurant designer as well. We're planning on showing up at your Res 2025. And we're wondering what can attendees expect at this year's Res 2025 in Las Vegas, and where is it taking place?
Well, so this year it's at Caesars Palace, right there on the Strip. So it's very strategically placed in Las Vegas, right there in the middle.
Nice.
So that's always, it's nice because there's plenty of activities to do. Mm-hmm. But the content of Res is really what people's going to get. We have over 90 plus different breakout sessions. Wow. And for the businesses like you guys' business, we'll have all different types of sessions that might be relative on how to support your business. Maybe it's opportunities on contracting. If you're doing, how do you get into the federal marketplace, or how do you start doing business with like Lockheed Martin or another company if you're doing in the construction or design. Maybe there's opportunities there. There's also, though, all different types of sessions on how to grow and how to access capital and how to get your business to the next level. So we have that there with the sessions. We also have the trade show. We have over close to 200 trade show exhibits. So maybe there's going to be opportunities for you guys. Is maybe there's someone else, another company that you might be able to partner with to actually do a bigger project. So the two companies together, maybe partner and do a joint venture and do some projects together. So there's a lot of that type of a collaboration. Mm-hmm. We'll have over 5,000 attendees there. Wow. And it's the largest native focused economic development conference in the world.
Sounds like a huge mixer.
It's a huge mixer. And the beauty of it is there's this super positive energy there. A lot of times, especially folks from some of our smaller rural communities, they might have never been in a room with thousands of other mm-hmm. indigenous people. So you have that connection, that connectivity from all over the United States and all over the world. We have folks coming from Australia, New Zealand, and our brothers and sisters from Canada. We probably have about 400 businesses from Canada attending Res this year.
Wow.
So we have people from every state. Nice. From the United States showing up. So, I mean, a really, the ability to be able to network it's going to be there. And it just, we also, everybody that comes to RES is a VIP. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're a small business owner, a tribal chairman, a CEO of a big company, everybody, we try to make it everybody's the same, and you get there and you can learn from each other, and we can all learn together to empower our businesses, empower our communities, get our business to the next level, all those great positive things.
Sure.
Awesome.
Today, we're speaking with Chris James, President and CEO of the National Center for American Indian Enterprise Development. We're learning about the history and the programs they provide, and their highly anticipated Reservation Economic Summit, RES 2025, happening March 10th in Las Vegas at Caesars Palace. You're all invited, and we're looking forward to meeting y'all.
It's so huge. I know when I first started, you know, when I became an entrepreneur, and I didn't even know, I went to RES, and man, it was exciting. It was like the biggest thing I ever seen in my whole life, and it was incredible. And that was like 20 years ago I was in attendance, yeah. So it was way fun back then.
And we don't want people to feel intimidated because of the size. I think people, a lot of times, you know, a lot of folks will be, you know, they'll get to RES and they're like, wow, it's so huge, I don't know where to start. So we try to develop something for everybody, whether you're just starting out, maybe you have an idea and you're like, I know I'm supposed to be at this conference, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do, but I know I want a business. You have training there to help you start that business, help you think through that ideas, all the way to the large, Alaska Native corporation that might have, you know, multi-million-dollar contracts mm-hmm. already, but there's stuff for them there as well. So, and then everybody in between.
Right. How does this year's conference theme align with the center's goals and priorities?
Well, you know, this year, you know, we really believe to go beyond boundaries mm-hmm. and that's what we are encouraging folks to really do, just in their overall business and their overall communities. Just really take yourself out of the comfort zone, go beyond the boundaries, look for opportunities outside of your business, look for partnerships. And that's the theme for RES 2025. And we really believe that and take it to heart at the National Center.
Oh yeah.
Chris, can you highlight some of the keynote speakers, workshops and special events that'll be at RES 2025 this year?
Absolutely. We're still confirming a lot of the keynote speakers. So on the main stage, we have five general sessions. So we have a lot of activity. So on the main stage, we always have a lot of really positive people, some from the federal government, some from the private sector. Oftentimes we have folks from Hollywood even show up and do some panels. Really focusing though, everything, my goal of developing RES and my team's goal is everything that happens to RES gives you a return on your investment of being there. So, you know, we try to get all the speakers that are really not just telling stories about their business or their tribe, but they're actually there to help provide you a how-to guide on how to do it. So that's what we really focus on. So that's, I emphasize that to all the speakers, to all the sessions. Big focus on small business this year. We always focus around contracting and how to get your business to the next level. Mm-hmm. A lot of focus on tourism this year, just because we launched a new tourism program, nationwide program, and you know we really believe that in a lot of our communities, you know, there's opportunity for tourism, not only for the tribe to do it, but also for small business. We'll have sessions again on, like I mentioned, on the exporting. Access to capital sessions. We have a venture capital session. We have technology sessions. You know, technology is such a big thing in our all over everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all carry a computer in our pockets most of the time. How do we use technology to enhance our businesses or enhance our community? We have sessions on workforce. You know, it's even a small business, it's hard to build your workforce. If it's a four-man operation, if it's a one-man operation, you know, you still need to figure out what laws are in place, what things to help you build that workforce, and what do you need to know when you're paying employees. So those are just a few examples.
Sure. Mm-hmm. How does RES support networking and partnership opportunities for Native businesses?
Well, on Monday, we have our large matchmaking where we bring over 70 plus different buyers into RES, where folks can have one-on-one meetings with those buyers. Now, some of those buyers are from Fortune 500 companies. Some of those buyers are from state-ran governments, and some of those buyers are even from the federal government. They're all looking for Native businesses to join their supply chain. So that's one way, regardless if you're a construction company or if you're doing other services, that's one way to get to meet some people. And also you're in a room full of other entrepreneurs and businesses. So that's an awesome way.
Yes.
Some of the great success stories happen even from business to business talking, even before they have those meetings with those buyers. So that's a really key. We also do the indigenous to indigenous, native to native matchmaking, where you'll have the opportunity to meet with other Native businesses and have that opportunity to talk with them on how you can, maybe you have a product or you have a service that you can offer to another business where you guys can then look at that and do businesses together. And that's also supported by the country of Canada. So a lot of our First Nations businesses will be there. So there's going to be that connection about the international opportunities as well.
Nice.
And just overall, just walking through the hallways, I mean, you're going to see people that maybe you haven't seen in a long time. Maybe you met them at a RES 3 years ago, and you're both like, hey, we had that great conversation a couple of years ago. Let's talk. Let me share with you what my business has done over the next past year or over, you know, and so you have all those conversations. So when you put all those people together, there's just opportunities everywhere to network and to talk.
I have a success story. You hooked us up with Say Magazine back in the day. So I've been with them for 17 years now, and they promote all of my guests on my music show, Indigenous in Music. And so I can guarantee it works.
I love hearing those stories, Larry. And it's amazing because, you know, you hear so many of those stories.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Washman, who's the chairman of the National Center Board, he's a great friend of the National Center. He was at the very first RES, and wow. And he talks about how he got his first job opportunity just from being at RES.
Mm-hmm.
My children, last year it was spring break. I have a couple of kids in high school. I got one in college. They all came to RES. They joined the American Indian Business Leaders Conference, which is also held within land. It's focused on the youth. So they got to talk with different business owners, and they got really excited about opportunities. So focusing on that generation too is really important for us.
Sure.
Chris, how can non-Native businesses and individuals support the mission and participate in RES 2025?
That's a great question. Yeah, there's a lot of ways that folks can do that. One, just showing up. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Anybody's welcome to come to RES. So if you know, there's no, you know, everybody's welcomed at RES. Everybody is you know, like I mentioned earlier, everybody's a VIP. So they have those opportunities. If they're a non-Native business and they're looking for a partner, RES is the place to be. Definitely a lot of opportunities to meet other businesses in their sector, regardless if they're Native or non-Native. So I think that's one advantage. A second advantage is, you know, donating to nonprofits that support Native communities. It could be just a small donation of a couple of dollars all the way to a larger donation if you're a company. Share the wealth if you can. Hey, I know it's not always easy to do that, but if you have the opportunity to help support organization like the National Center or a local organization that's doing work in our communities, you know, try to you know, do your due diligence, find a good organization, and support that organization financially. And then lastly, there could be volunteer opportunities. We have volunteer opportunities at RES. There's volunteer opportunities all over the place that folks can volunteer and be part of something. And lastly, I would say, you know, do some research and due diligence and get to know your local community or your local your population of communities.
Yes. What is the long-term vision for the center, and how does RES contribute to achieving it?
Wow, that's a great question. You know, from our inception, we've always been laser focused mission on developing businesses for our communities. And that's always going to be our mission. Our target is really how can we support our tribes and entrepreneurs as they develop businesses. And we'll continue to do that. You know, different funding streams or different ways we do that will help us grow as a center. And RES is one of the things that helps us grow. 80% of all the money that we bring into this organization goes right back into programs and services to support our clients. So that's a program in tourism, that's a program in small business development, that's a program in exporting. So you know, us as a nonprofit, RES is one of our largest fundraising drivers of the year, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And we're super, super proud to be able to support our communities and continue to support our clients. So over the next 10 years, I just think we continue on that momentum of growth. You know, I see us continuing to help build more entrepreneurs, to help provide more jobs in and around our community, and help our clients get more access to opportunities and capital.
Yes.
What message would you like to share with the Indigenous entrepreneurs and business owners who are considering attending RES 2025?
Get out of your comfort zone. That's my number one. Now get ready to, you know, don't feel like you're doing this by yourself. And I think a lot of times entrepreneurs, I mean, you're out there by yourself. You're on a boat. You're trying to navigate the rapids. You're trying to get your business going. You're trying to get your business to the next level. You're trying to get all of the things as business owners. You're not alone. Mm-hmm. You know, there's thousands of businesses just like you, and at RES, you're going to find those people to talk with, to share your story and to learn from. And right. I think that's what I would say to the entrepreneur that's even you know, thinking, why should I, you know, make the investment? Because RES, going to Vegas, it's an investment. It's a financial investment. And think of it, you know, when you go into RES, think of it as not about that investment, but think about what you're going to get in return. And right. And that's going to be those tools to help you grow, or that partnership to get you to that next level.
Well, I'm going to be there. I'm coming.
Great.
Yes. I'm happy to have you on the show today and learn all about RES 2025. And congratulations on all the great work you're doing. I'm very happy to hear it all about it.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate the invite, guys. I look forward to seeing you March 11th through 13th in Las Vegas.
And where at?
Caesar's Palace.
Right on.
Thank you for tuning in to Indigenous in the News and supporting us and our entrepreneurs. Indigenous in the News has been produced by Larry Kay. Our assistant producer is Paul Salvatore. Our theme music is composed by Lenny Long. Today's show has been recorded at the Two Buffalo Studios in Bradenton, Florida. National Native News is provided by Native Voice One with Antonia Gonzalez. Come visit us at indigenousinmusicandarts.org to hear all of our past shows and learn all about the great programs that we provide. Until next time, from all of us here at Indigenous in the News, have yourself a wonderful week and safe journeys. Indigenous in the News is a production of Indigenous in Music and Arts.
You're listening to KBOO Portland.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool. Straight up, now tell me, do you really wanna love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or is it just a hit and run? Hey, we got a good thing. Don't know if I'ma see you again. But is that a good thing? Cause girl, I can't be your man. No man, I know what's on your brain. You probably hope it never would end. Like, is it the real thing? Or is it just a one night stand? Well then, let me see you get high and go low. Now girl, won't you drop that thing down to the flow? I'm here for one night, how far will you go? I wanna see you with the big old chains, ride around town in the big old range. I knew it when I rocked big old chains. Now the left doing big old things. Would you look at that? I came back for it, just to get it to you, like you asked for it. Man, that thing in them jeans too fat for it. Rebound, so I caught off the backboard. I told a baby girl, come here. Know I run the town even when I ain't from there. And I brag hardly, but just to show up at this party I made with your one, yeah, that's unfair, but so is life. Take a chance, roll the dice. Money can't buy your love, cause it's overpriced. Don't overthink, just hope it's right. I'm only here for the night. Hey, we got a good thing. Don't know if I'ma see you again. But is that a good thing? Cause girl, I can't be your man. No man, I know what's on your brain. You probably hope it never would end. Like, is it the real thing? To the flow, I'm here for one night. How far will you go? I wanna see you high and go low. Now, girl, won't you drop that thing down to the flow? I'm here for one night. How far will you go? I wanna see you. Carolina blue kicks fresh on the scene. Hottest black damn girl, you mean? They be start, but it's your world on my mark. You go, girl. She bad and she know it. Some niggas save hoes. I'm not that heroic. Could you be my escort? Cause just like them two door fours, damn, they'll make them like you no more. Cold world, real cold world. Them boys cool, me I'm on fire. Know what's on my mind, tryna see what's on yours. Tonight, tonight, tonight. Move slow, but you wanna live fast. Up late, so you'll probably skip class. Life is a test, so before the night pass. Get right, get right. Got a good thing. Don't know if I'ma see you again. But is that a good thing? Cause girl, I can't be your man. No man, I know what's on your brain. You probably hope it never would end. Like, is it the real thing? Or is it just a one night stand? Well then, cold world. Straight up, now tell me, do you really wanna love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or is it just a hit and run?
From his debut album, Cole World, The Sideline Story, released in 2011. That is J. Cole and Work Out. Great vibe to that. J. Cole was born on a military base in Germany, but was raised in Fayette, North Carolina. He also was on Instagram showing his love for 50 Cent, says that he loves 50 Cent's music, especially the Get Rich or Die Trying record that came out so long ago. I am your host, Julian Taylor. You are listening to The Jukebox. Thanks for tuning into the show. Music coming up from the East Coast via Ontario with B. Knox. B. Knox is an artist who writes some wonderful songs and certainly has the East Coast, where he's from, Newfoundland, in mind when he's writing, but now lives near Lake Simcoe. We also have the maestro himself from 1996 and the album Phantom Blues. Taj Mahal, the legendary Taj Mahal with Lovin' in My Baby's Eyes. If you're ever looking for a good song for Valentine's Day, this is it. That's coming up on the show. Also, Potato Head People and De La Soul. They've got music on the show that I'd like to play for you. Potato Head People are from Vancouver. They are a production duo who have some really big love for J Dilla, Madlib, and that sort of hip-hop jazz scene. Really nice that they get to work with legendary hip-hop artist De La Soul. Pretty cool. Speaking of legendary hip-hop artists, they're back. They haven't gone anywhere either. The amount of music, new music that is, that Arrested Development has been putting out since the pandemic is phenomenal, and it's a lot. There's three records that you should check out if you haven't. Here's a brand new track called All I See Is Melanin, and it's good. Check it out. Here it is on the jukebox.
All I see is melanin, beautiful melanin. All I see is melanin, melanin, melanin. All I see is melanin, beautiful melanin. All I see is melanin, melanin, melanin. All I see is melanin, beautiful melanin. All I see is melanin, melanin, melanin. All I see is melanin, beautiful melanin. All I see is melanin, melanin, melanin. Yeah. Okay, all I see is you and you blowing the game. People called you deranged, but you grew to the pain. Through the change, the kinky bangs. The way you sang, through the negative things. You getting fame, while the enemies came with derogatory names. Sometimes the superwoman had to become Lois Lane. Sometimes the Superman had to become Clark Kent. Playgrounds in your heart, surrounded by a hard fence. I get it. All I see is melanin, beautiful melanin. All I see is melanin, melanin, melanin. All I see is melanin, beautiful melanin. All I see is melanin, melanin, melanin. All I see is melanin, beautiful melanin. All I see is melanin, melanin, melanin. All I see is melanin, beautiful melanin. All I see is melanin, melanin, melanin. All I see is pros, no cons or jokes. And from our hair and our clothes, we white as our nose. And when we really start to flower, we truly arose. And when we showing up with power, they cruelly imposed. But yo, in the final hour, our beauty it glows. And with Africa in our hearts and under our toes, we capturing our resources and make them our own. And the whole diaspora pilgriming home.
All I see is melanin. Vote, Voting Rights Act, Indigen, Crow. We can make new amendments. Stoked. Local election, city council, county commissioner, district attorney. That's a chief law officer in your community. Unity, we could put an end to the buffoonery. Gonna be a bi-planet again. Lucky you, lucky me.
All I see is melanin, beautiful melanin. All I see is melanin, melanin, melanin. All I see is melanin, beautiful melanin. All I see is melanin, melanin, melanin. All I see is melanin, beautiful melanin. All I see is melanin, melanin, melanin.
Yeah.
All I see is melanin, beautiful melanin.
Yeah.
All I see is melanin, melanin, melanin.
Yeah. All I see is melanin, beautiful melanin. And my wife's unnatural, she didn't choose a gelatin. Flying to the Netherlands, opposite of settled in. Bars, mask, Kellerman, a born again rebel man. Browner than a spelling bee, blacker than a felony. Acting aggressive, hear nothing that you telling me. Unmelanated, man related to the sunscreen. Swimming on the beach, man, you need more than one cream. One thing, speech will say, please hold a melanin. Now they putting melanin in cans of the tan spray. Nuffle cake, I can see it running down your leg, babe. Blacker than a band from today and playing reggae. All I see is melanin. Freak Nick 96, stuck in traffic, had to sit, couldn't move a bit. All I see is melanin. NFL quarterbacks, Colin Kaepernick, I'll admit, man, he more than black.
All I see is melanin, beautiful melanin. All I see is melanin, melanin, melanin. All I see is melanin, beautiful melanin. All I see is melanin, melanin, melanin. All I see is melanin, beautiful melanin. All I see is melanin, melanin, melanin. All I see is melanin, beautiful melanin. All I see is melanin, melanin, melanin. All I see is melanin, beautiful melanin. All I see is melanin, melanin, melanin. All I see is melanin, beautiful melanin. All I see is melanin, melanin, melanin. All I see is melanin, beautiful melanin. All I see is melanin, melanin, melanin. All I see is melanin, beautiful melanin. All I see is melanin, melanin, melanin.
On the birth of a movement, we are the inventors, sons of the prodigal. Bigger than this check, 1-2 in it. Some step away from your view. We stay stuck in your face inside follicles, and like meat in a fungo, we stuffed in the jungle. Dog eat dog with no veg. We in the know without a ledge. Stood for a flag with no pledge. We were supposed to solve life puzzles, but wouldn't even try. Went from highly evolved to just being high. Practice moderation. Get your mind off of the couch. Work boots on. Boss man's here to vouch. A lot of brooms are needed to clean up the ways of a world repeated and trapped in a maze. We need to try to get past games and do it for those with your face and your last name.
We don't have too much time in this life, can't rewind.
What we got?
Yeah, baby, got work to do. Yeah, baby, got work to do. Let it skin to the bone. Feel it down to your bone.
Feel it, y'all, what we got?
Yeah, baby, got work to do. Yeah, baby, got work to do. We up all night till I decide.
Work.
The work is done.
Provide
the vibe. Yeah, baby, got work to do. Baby, got work to do.
I said we
up all night till I decide.
Work.
The work is done.
Work.
Provide the vibe. Yeah, baby, got work to do. Baby, got work to do.
The language you speak in won't focus on weekends. Yeah, it's a plan, y'all. We got work to do. We got work to do. No clock to punch in, no 12 o'clock luncheon. I said, do understand, y'all, we got work to do. We got work to do. No time to stay in bed, stay embedded with the hustle instead. Sandwiching between muscle and bread. Perspiration, my power. Looks like I'm being worked to the bone marrow. The soil is just as important as the seed. So toil, and you'll find the work done will breed opportunity and gain immunity from the dirt. But we just gotta work.
We don't have too much time in this life, can't rewind.
And what we got?
Yeah, baby, got work to do. Yeah, baby, got work to do. Let it spin to the bone. Feel it down to your bones.
Let's get to it, y'all.
Yeah, baby, got work to do. Yeah, baby, got work to do.
We
up all night till I decide.
Work.
The work is done. Provide the vibe. Yeah, baby, got work to do. Baby, got work to do.
I said
we up all night till I decide.
Work.
The work is done.
Work.
Provide the vibe. Yeah, baby, got work to do. Baby, got work to do.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Mama, now you know I do anything in the world for you.
loving from my baby's eye. Loving from my baby's eye.
This is Julian Taylor, and you're listening to Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network. We'll be right back.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Is a favorite of mine, Misty Mountain Hop from Led Zeppelin, formed in London in 1968. I don't really have to go into too much more. I'm sure they have certainly left their indelible mark on music and our lives. Anyhow, let's get to some other music that I do have to introduce that I think you're going to really dig. We're going to play something from an award-winning hip-hop artist from Saskatchewan, Treaty 6 territory. And this is a blend of indie, hip-hop, and a smidge of electronica. Nige B is amazing. Met him at the airport when he was coming back from Louisiana, and I was coming from, I don't know where I was coming from, but I was coming from somewhere. And what a lovely, lovely person he and his girlfriend were. We got a little snap at Pearson, and off they went and off I went. We're going to play something called Morning Drive, featuring Dubby Goat Bars. And right now I'd like to play music from an artist born in West Auckland, New Zealand. And this artist is Moe Allen and is of Maori descent. We're going to play a song called My Love, which came out in the fall of 2024. This is a really interesting thing that I think you'll like. And this is an opportunity to connect with music from across the world. So here we go. Here it is on the jukebox.
You're tuned in to listener-supported community radio, KBOO Portland.
Friday, March 14th at 8 p.m., KBOO makes